Hey, it's Heather Creekmore. You're listening to the Spring Break Free, a special series we're doing throughout April and into early May to help you break free from body image issues. I hope you've been following along. These are the episodes where I think this course gets really good. If you've missed anything this far, catch up and listen to these episodes. I think they're really going to help your body image freedom journey. Also, if you are benefiting from this course, let me tell you about something else you may benefit even more from. That's the Refocus 21 program. We've offered it several times already, and it has been a huge hit. Women are loving the content there. It's now 21 days. It's all online. It used to be on social media. Now it's all online. You can do it all through my website at comparedtowho.me. So you get to interact with other women from literally all over the world as you improve your body image together. Now this course has content from me about body image, renewing your mind, taking thoughts captive, how to really win the war in your mind. But it also has content from my friend Erin Carey, who's an integrative nutrition coach. And she doesn't talk about dieting and food and all those things. Chances are, if you've been on as many diets as I have, you know about that stuff. You know about nutrition. You know about calories and macros and all the things. Instead, Erin talks about finding peace with food and how to create healthy habits around your food that don't necessarily have anything to do with creating food rules or eating this, not that, none of that stuff. No, instead she takes a completely revolutionary, I think, and holistic approach to how we deal with food. You are going to love the content. Like I said, it's 21 days long. It takes 21 days to kick a habit. I think that this course could change the future for you. So I hope you'll check it out. It's Refocus 21, starts May 17th. Go to comparedtowho.me, look for the coaching tab, and find out more information. Now, here's today's episode of the Spring Break Free.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to day 20 of the Spring Break Free. This is Heather Creekmore, and you've made it through 20 days. If you've missed any, you can go to comparedtowho.me and you can catch up on everything you've missed. Today's topic is a little different, and it might only apply to some of you. I realize that. So if it doesn't apply, I hope you'll just pick right back up with us tomorrow. But today we're going to talk about overexercising. Like I said in earlier videos, I was a fitness instructor for more than a decade. And I know what it's like to overexercise. In fact, quite honestly, I think I hurt my body a lot by overexercising. And now that I'm in my 40s, I'm having some health issues with my adrenals and my thyroid that I think may be related to the ways that I abused my body over my 20s and my 30s. If overexercising is part of your deal, friend, can I just encourage you? There's hope to find freedom from that. Overexercising isn't healthy. You will hurt yourself. And it's really not necessary. Overexercising is just one of those compulsive ways, like dieting or binging or fasting. And I don't mean a biblical fast. I mean a dietary fast. It's just one of those ways that we try to control what we look like. If you're looking to be healthy, there's no need to overexercise. A healthy person can exercise in a moderate way and get the results that are needed out of it. But overexercise kind of kicks in when you do more than is required, when you're trying to exercise enough to produce a calorie deficit every day, or when you're exercising only to get that high that comes from the endorphin rush. Here's my questions for you just to ask yourself. Do I spend too much time exercising, and why? And the answer may be no, and that's totally cool. We just move on to the next day, no issue. But for you, the answer could also be yes. And I want you to just take time tonight and explore your heart on that. Why? Why are you overexercising? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to prove? And is it God's best for you? Is that what He wants for you to do with your body? Is that what He wants for you to do with your time? Is it necessary for you to overexercise? I think you're going to find when you spend time with Him that it's probably not. But let me encourage you just to listen and be led in that area and just be open to answering the question honestly, am I overexercising?
Hey friend, I hope you're enjoying the Spring Break Free. The kindest thing you can do for me is tell me about it in the reviews on this show. I would love to hear from you. Leave your review and I will be so grateful. Hope to see you tomorrow on the Spring Break Free. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute.
Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.